Text for our sermon this Ascension Day, our first reading from Acts chapter 1, especially these words. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up from us, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Luke wants to record everything and give it all to Theophilus, that he would have a complete account of all that Jesus had done. In the first book, the Gospel of Luke, Luke did exactly that. He spent time on Jesus' birth, the miracles and the parables. He spent time on Holy Week, Palm Sunday and Monday, Thursday and Good Friday and Easter. He spent time teaching Theophilus why Christians worship the way that they do. It's from Jesus' table fellowship. And now, Theophilus, be prepared. For Jesus has ascended far above all heavens. He rules all things as king, as his divine nature always has. Now, his human nature is reigning at the right hand of God the Father. How odd that a human should be there at the right hand of the Father to rule and govern all things. But we know that all authority is given over to Jesus, his human nature. Here we see it clearly on Ascension Day. Jesus desires to teach his apostles and his church what is to come. We've walked through it along with Luke and Theophilus. No, we weren't there in the first century, but we walked through the church year. We began building up with Advent, waiting for the Christ to come. We rejoiced in the first big festival of Christmas, rejoicing that God would take on flesh. We celebrated Epiphany, rejoicing in the early life, the light that Jesus brings to this dark world. We moved into that dark valley after the Transfiguration, into Lent, a somber season, as we journeyed with Jesus to the cross. We rejoiced in Palm Sunday as Jesus rode into Jerusalem in triumph. We rejoiced Monday, Thursday as he gave his body and blood to his disciples. And we grieved on Good Friday that Jesus would die on a tree for sinners. We were silent on Holy Saturday. Jesus completed the true Sabbath rest in the tomb and burst forth on Easter Sunday. We've been celebrating with joy that Easter acclamation, that victory proclamation that has gone out into all the world since that first Easter. And now, 40 days after Easter, we celebrate the coronation of our Savior Jesus, as he ascends bodily into heaven. But it is not that Jesus is no longer with us. Does he not say just before this, "Lo, I am with you always, to the very end of the age"? Ascension is a reminder that Jesus will not be with us in the same way that he had been with those apostles after Easter, as he was zapping all around, giving proofs to those 10 in the upper room, to the 2 on the Emmaus Road, to the women at the tomb, to 500, to Peter and James. He was giving proofs of his resurrection. The church would not doubt but firmly believe that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, that knowing of the resurrection, that we would firmly believe that Jesus Christ died to save us from our sins. And now as Jesus ascends, we hear the voice of those angels Why do you stand here looking into heaven? It's as if they are saying, there's no time for that kind of idle gaze. There's a work to do. In Luke's second book, Luke records a part of that work. It's the book of Acts. You know that history so well. As the apostles begin to spread out from Jerusalem and go into Judea and to Samaria and then to the ends of the earth. As Peter goes to Gentiles and Paul spends time on missionary journeys, ending up all the way in Rome. As churches spring up wherever it seems Paul is thrown out of, faithful Christians are found, rejoicing in Jesus Christ. Wherever two or three are gathered, there he is among them. Here we find what the church must do. For we see, looking back, what Jesus has done. And now it is the age of the church. It is our time to act. So what must we do after ascension? Well, it's simple. And you know it. We must be faithful. What more is there than to be faithful to our Lord's commands? If you love me, Jesus says, you will keep my commandments. Abide in me and I in you. He calls us to be faithful in a world that is not and will never be faithful. Jesus calls us to be faithful amid the attacks and assaults of the devil. He calls us to be faithful even unto death. Yes, we must be faithful, proclaiming Jesus Christ in truth and purity, living holy lives here in time and there in eternity. We must be faithful, and we must trust. We must trust not what our eyes see. We cannot physically see Jesus standing in our midst like the apostles could after Easter, but we trust that he is here as our risen Savior, as our coronated High Priest. He is here with his word, as is read and heard and proclaimed. In baptism, there the word combined with water, that blessed flood, there he is. Trust him. And at the altar, we receive his body and blood. There he is. Trust him. The devil would have us not trust that Jesus is here. Isn't he everywhere, the devil would say? Why must you come here, to this place? Can't you be somewhere else? Can't you be at home? Can't you be about the busyness of life? Why must you go to God's house? And we reply, for this is where Jesus is for me. As he is nowhere else for me, here it is, in word and sacrament, for me, the one who reigns all over all times and places, the one who is God, here he is, coming to us in simple means, for our benefit, that we would receive and rejoice in him. And the church, of course, must give Christ. We come together to receive, to believe, and to trust. We also give. We give to our neighbors in need out of mercy. We give our words of encouragement and comfort. We give by the example and witness of our lives. We give as those apostles did, that others would see through us our Savior Jesus. No, you're not called to have great success. You're not called to be a great megachurch. Jesus never promises that. You're never called that princely powers would bow down to you. No. But after the ascension, in our age, in this age, in every age, you are called to be faithful, to trust, and to give. For Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who lives, who has ascended, but is still with you to forgive your sins and strengthen your faith. In his name, amen.